Now, the rest of the story. Americans deep in the Indian Ocean are twin specks in the vastness between Australia and Africa. The tiny Cocos Islands, the South Islands, only 10 miles across at its widest point, but it is inhabited. The Cocos are British property, so the population is mostly British. Your chances of going through life without ever hearing of the Cocos Islands would have been excellent, but something remarkable happened there in the summer of 1982, and because it did, I think you will never forget them. So, at the north end of the main island is a shallow lagoon, protected from the sea by a reef. Ordinarily, it's a tame place to swim and play. And that is exactly what 11-year-old Nick Christidis was doing with friends one afternoon, until suddenly a storm came up and a giant wave swept into the little lagoon and then majestically receded over the reef, carrying with it young Nick. By the time help arrived, the boy was gone. I mean carried out into the swollen sea. A nearby U.S. airbase was notified, and of course a search was launched, and an hour passed, and 2 hours, and 3 hours, leaving Nick's stunned parents standing on the beach, their hopes of ever seeing their son again all but utterly gone. Incredibly, Nick was still alive. The northerly current had pulled him far out into the treacherous waters, and the frightened youngster knew what was waiting for him out there. Towering 20-foot waves, man-eating sharks, barracuda, surviving all that would insist on a miracle. A miracle came along. A friendly native. The natives are powerful swimmers, you see, and wise in the ways of the ocean. So while Orion patrol planes scoured the area to no avail, one of the natives set out to rescue young Nick as nonchalantly as a lifeguard would plunge into a swimming pool. But then the sharks began to swarm. Nick screamed. The native, doing his best to comfort the boy, stayed calm. But although the native knew the ancient tricks for keeping sharks at bay, there was no way he could do that and still bring the little boy to shore. So as Nick treaded water, the native swam in a circle around him, never more than a few feet away, and the sharks lurked and stalked, but none came close. Young Nick's terrifying ordeal lasted 4 seemingly endless hours and ended when a patrol plane finally spotted him and his native friend. So Nick was returned, safe and sound, to his parents' arms, and though he wanted very much to thank his rescuer, the two have not seen each other since. It's likely they'll never see each other again. You see, the swimmer who swam in circles for hours, fending off remorseless man-eaters of the Indian Ocean, the friendly native to those waters who rose from the depths out of compassion, dare we suppose, for a brother in distress, that native was not a man at all. It was a dolphin. A dolphin! Oh, yes, we watch them doing tricks and we wonder how much they know or care. Well, maybe now. Maybe now we know the rest of the story.